Welcome back to Consider This. Melissa and Huff is here with you this evening. Yesterday, the National Security Council announced that all students in private and public higher education institutions should return to their hometowns during the restriction of movement order period. Foreign students, meanwhile, are encouraged to return to their countries. But many students were caught out by the short notice and are facing difficulties in dealing with the current situation. Let's find out more about their predicament. Let me speak now to Hafiz Haziq Afsar, president of the Student Union of University Malaya. He's also part of Suara Siswa, which is a coalition of student groups at University Malaya, comprising of UM Association of New Youth, Democrat UM, and Angkatan Mahasiswa UM. Good evening, Haziq. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, could you begin by sharing with us what you know of the situation on the ground now? Are all dorms in UM closed?
Currently in UM, the university have just issued a statement after they have sought a meeting and asked the student to went back home, but it's not compulsory. So I saw just now there's still many of the students still staying here, and because you know most of them don't have a bus ticket because it's so short notice.
So Haziq, you said that some students are still staying at dorms in UM, that it's not compulsory to go home in University Malaya. Is that the case in other universities? Have you heard from other peers in other universities?
Yeah. They are advisable to do so, because if you see the FAQ frequently asked a question in from Majlis Keselamatan Negara, it stated that the students are directed to go home. Yeah, I think that actually there's a confusion here, because that's why I would say that instead of panic, the students are also quite confused, because there are so many different directions by different authorities. But we saw that the approach taken by university is a very harmony. It advised the student to went back home, but whoever do not want to move out from the campus can stay at the residential college. Yeah.
Haziq, so for now, is there a time limit? I mean, are the students who are there at the campuses allowed to stay there for the whole duration of 2 weeks, or you know, maybe the first week, and then the next week they'll be asked to move out? What's the status there?
In the case of UM, there's no time limit, no time restriction. The students are allowed to stay at residential college. It just they need to register to the student affairs division on their stay at the college. Yep.
Can I ask you about the communication to the students? Yes. I mean, we all found out last night about the restriction of movement order, of course. And last night was also announced that the IPTAs would be shut down. All higher education, yes, actually all education premises would be shut down. What was the communication from the management, the administration of the universities to the students? I mean, I granted short notice, but was the communication handled well?
I think we need to admit that if we compare UM issuing a statement compared with the other universities, the statement issued by UM is quite evening. So it's quite late lah, but we understand that maybe there are so many precaution or consideration taken. But I would say that the effect of from the lateness from issuing a statement, that we can see some students are making a speculation, hearsay in WhatsApp group and etc. So we are from student union itself. We have worked closely with administration during this critical time, and there are so many news or gotten from the management quite fast. I even have been contacted with the Deputy Vice Chancellor last night at 11 a.m. Yeah, 1 hour after the announcement by our Prime Minister. So she elaborate what actually happened and what step need to be taken. So yeah, I think this kind of communication from management to the students are quite good in a sense from student union to the administration itself. So yeah.
Okay, Haziq. Yes, I've been a university student myself many, many years back, and I know each week is crucial. How will the students of University of Malaya cope? Because when you're basically missing these 2 weeks from studies, from everything, what are you guys doing at this point in time? Is study week like mere weeks away? Can you please explain to us the situation right now in UM?
Currently, in UM, before this, we are performing e-learning mode of study. I think it's not the first time because we actually, for every semester, there's 1 week that we will change the mode of instruction to e-learning. So I think the UM students are quite used to it, especially on the students with not non-science students, because it's not a practical thing. But I think some problems faced by our fellow friends from Faculty of Science, Faculty of Medicine, where they did the hands-on work, etc. I think they actually face a very big problem on it. In fact, our fellow friends from Faculty of Medicine are actually having their hands-on examination.
Oh.
But it needs to
exam
be
period right now. Okay. Haziq, can I ask you, I mean, you know, just among your friends, because you talked about some of the colleges still being open, so students are still there, but what kind of ratio are we talking about? I mean, have a lot of people already left the campus? How many people are, I mean, would you say like 50% has left, 50% staying?
Yeah.
Okay, so about half have already left campus.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we have the situation where at least half of students have already left the campus, and then you've got the other half of the student population still on campus. Hopefully their welfare is well taken care of. Thank you so much for sharing your time and your insights with us this evening, Haziq. Appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.